Muscles that at the moment can't achieve movement against gravity. So if they never could, or they've become so weak that they now can't actually move against gravity, then again, you're not going to want to be trying to increase and strengthen those ones, unless it's due to the fact that you've had to be in bed for a long period with a fractured bone or something of that nature. But if it's natural deterioration, then I'm afraid you wouldn't want to be working those ones. And also, muscle groups that regularly show signs of overuse. So what do I mean by that? This list, really. So these are all signs of increasing muscle weakness. So if you have a reduction in the amount of power that you're able to create, so after you've done a movement a couple of times, actually the amount of power you can create is reduced. If you've got increased pain in the muscle, if you find that the muscles are twitching, so this is different to restless leg syndrome, where some people's legs at night actually twitch around. This is after you've done activity, if you find that the muscle themselves are starting to twitch. If there's a reduction in the quality of movement, so what I mean by that is when you get tired, if you know that actually you're shaking, or that you're going to do things and you're not quite actually achieving what you meant to do, for instance, putting a cup down, not quite putting it where you meant to and it's ending up on the floor, that sort of thing, that would be probably a reduction in quality of movement. Difficulty with everyday tasks, which you perhaps didn't have before. Muscle wasting, so you can see that the muscle's getting smaller. And tiring very easily, in particular muscle groups. Okay, so they're all signs of increasing muscle weakness. And if you're getting those, then you need to be careful about increasing the stress on those muscles, because it actually suggests they're already working really hard. And we know that post-polio syndrome is probably an overuse problem already. And I think that's probably where the confusion is around exercise, because it's really hard to balance exercise and the idea that you're already maybe doing too much. If you've got muscle groups which are getting these signs, then those are the ones that you can go ahead and try and strengthen or exercise further. And then I think there probably are some people that exercise just really isn't suitable either at the moment or perhaps not ever. And those are the people whose fatigue has become the real major issue, so much so that it's debilitating. They're not able to achieve normal everyday tasks. Okay. For those people, energy conservation needs addressing first to see if there is anything that can be done to conserve energy before you think about actually spending more energy and doing exercise. Okay. So if you are going to start new exercise, you need to have some way of monitoring it. Now, do you need supervision? back in these 2006 guidelines, they do suggest that especially new exercise programs should be supervised, and they suggest the people that should be supervising them are physiotherapists. Now, for some people, the idea of going to a physio is a very negative idea. We come across as sergeant majors. There were the people back in your childhood who were telling you to do things you didn't want to do, and going back to see a physio really isn't what you want to do at this point. The idea of pacing isn't exclusive to post-polio syndrome. It's used in lots of other conditions, namely things like MS, chronic fatigue syndrome, some cancers, lots and lots of different groups of diseases, and COPD as well, so breathing disorders. So anyone who's got a background in these types of conditions should be able to help you devise an exercise program that has got pacing as its basis. And also, I'm very happy for other physios to ring me or ring anyone at the Lane Fox unit if they want more advice specifically about polio to help them supervise you guys to do exercise.